rights always comes first. We abide with racing jurisdictions around the world. That's, some would say, a Godolphin line, but that's what Charlie Appleby has said on the record.
Yes, I know that Chris Connett down here this morning, Andrew, said the horse hasn't had a lame day, but they abide by the decisions that have been made. But I think reading between the lines, they are also extremely disappointed that their horse won't be going to the great race on Tuesday.
Okay, you have high drama there around this. It's obviously a story that's going to develop if they end up in some way taking any legal action, but at this stage it appears that these two horses are out. Anything else? I know you've been chasing that down in the last few hours, but has there been anything else?
Well, Murder Glass, he's been doing just chugging along nicely, and just for a Caulfield Cup winner at Werribee, probably the pick of the internationals in a sense, just been very little focus on him, and for me, he looks even better now than he did a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, obviously there's a few doubts around some of the horses. Angel of Truth, is it? So a few of the internationals down here are maybe tailoring their programs accordingly, and if one more were to come out, Downdraft probably wouldn't go to the Hotham Handicap at the weekend, and it opens up, of course, the horses such as True Self right on the edge there. Just outside the field as it stands right now. So quite a few nervous people here at the moment, but for the Aidan O'Brien camp and the Joseph O'Brien camp, everything's going along swimmingly, but the horse that probably caught the eye this morning, just the way he looked, was Murder Glass. Looked magnificent.
Okay, I had a number of texts to Aidan O'Brien, who's in America for the Breeders' Cup. He's confirming at this stage that Magic Wand does line up in the Melbourne Cup, possibly Ryan Moore. Il Paradiso is Wayne Lawden, and Hunting Horn at this stage is Seamus Heffernan. But always, as we stress with Aidan, things can change. But at this point, Magic Wand certainly at this point is lining up in the Melbourne Cup when that final field comes out. And as we've learnt with these two horses coming out overnight, Marmello and Isbellini, North Bosque won't line up in the Hotham. They've decided to go straight to the Melbourne Cup now that it's in, and Luke Nolan takes the ride. And the other one that we chased down this morning... what was the other one that was in the got into the Melbourne Cup now, Leo?
So we've got near that
Sound. Sound.
Michael
yeah,
Murray.
They're still tossing it around whether they line up on Saturday or go straight there. At this point, they haven't made a final decision there, so we'll wait and see what unfolds. Dramatic. You could hear it. The line wasn't the best, but you could hear it that Huey Morrison was far than happy, and we're just going to have to wait and see. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens, whether they end up finding a legal action or not. But at this stage, Marmello and Isbellini are out of the Melbourne Cup. Leo, thanks for your time. If there's any change, please let us know.
Absolutely, Andrew. I'll keep you up to date.
Good on you. News Limited's Leo Schlink. You can read more about it on their web pages, Twitter. It'll be interesting to see whether they can find any legal issue. That's it for the news hour. Rose Hill, Golden Eagle Day, tomorrow morning, broadcasting from Canterbury, where the internationals are. We might even try and catch up with Aidan. We'll see how we go there. But certainly the locals are representing them, the jockeys, and you'll learn more about the three internationals. The situation is Rose Hill is a good four. The scratching this morning has been winning ways. Race 6, number 2, out of the Rose Hill Gold Cup with a stone bruise. Up next, Sean Along with the full preview for Gosford.
Today's racing, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Thick smoke blanketing Sydney has triggered an asthma warning today, while Victoria and South Australia are bracing for their hottest October day in 80 years. With temperatures of 34 degrees forecast in parts of Sydney today and 32 in Canberra, the smoke and heat has triggered a poor air quality warning. Asthma sufferers and people with heart and lung disease, lung conditions as well, are being warned the smoke particles in the air may affect their health. Thousands of Woolworths staff are being told they are due to get a huge pay packet boost before Christmas after the supermarket giant discovered it had been underpaying them. The underpayments date back as far as 2010 and involve its salaried paid workers. It includes store managers as well who'd been denied their entitlements worth as much as $20,000 a year. The whole bill confronting Woolworths is $300 million with almost 6,000 currently and former employees involved. And Qantas is inspecting dozens of its planes after cracks were found on one of its short-haul jets. The airline says safety has not been compromised. The airline will now inspect all of its Boeing 737 NG jets. In sport this morning, a great night for the Aussies overnight, barely breaking a sweat as they sealed their T20 series against Sri Lanka. Steve Smith and Dave Warner guiding the Aussies to that 9-wicket victory in Game 2. In tennis, Alex de Minaur is through to the fourth round of the Paris Masters, while Roger Federer has pulled out of the ATP Cup later this year. And in the World Series, Nationals catcher Kurt Suzuki has been scratched from Washington's starting lineup for the deciding Game 7. That's starting this morning around 10 past 11. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's Spring Racing Carnival.
Lionel, Samsung's celebrating 50 years.
Man walked on the moon 50 years ago.
That's some segue.
Imagine the picture on a Samsung TV.
I'm working on your segue.
How about a Bingley gift card valued up to $1,000 with any Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above?
One small step for anyone buying Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above.
One giant deal for everyone who buys a Samsung TV at Bingley.
A gift card worth up to $1,000 from Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Meet Paul. As project manager for Cloud Construction, he's forced to keep every project on track, keep the cash flow positive, and explain all delays and overruns. It's enough to drive him crazy. But then he discovered CAT Projects, the ultimate project management tool. With a 24/7 project management system, an audit trail that minimizes disputes, and a team that's in sync with every project, he can finally kiss his worries goodbye.
It's coming. The richest race in the West. The social event of the season. And your biggest day to play. So grab your suit, dress to the nines, and get ready to cheer until your voice goes hoarse. The Eagle is coming. The Golden Eagle. Saturday, November 2nd. Rosehill Gardens. TAB. Long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio features international racing at its best across the weekend. The Breeders' Cup action from Santa Anita will see racing's big players clash in multiple Group 1s. All the markets can be found on the TAB app with all the feature races on Sky Racing and Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Racing today at Gosford. Steve Scollard's there, and he knows all about the track. How are you, Steve?
Good, thanks, Sean.
That's good. How's today doing in Gosford?
It's a beautiful day. There's a little bit of smoke haze around. I don't know whether Sydney's getting it, but just a little bit smoky. But there's a southeast breeze blowing, mate. Hopefully that might blow it a bit away.
Yeah.
Outside of that, mate, day's absolutely perfect.
All right, and how's the track, Steve? What have you rated?
Mate, track's a good four. Mate, it'll stay there. Mate, we've put plenty of water on it in the last week. It's actually in, mate. It's in perfect nick, so it is. I can't complain at all, actually.
Have you had any rain at all, Steve? We just had to do a little irrigation.
It's been about 3 weeks since we've had any rain, so it's just been irrigating. Mate, it is a very old irrigation system, but we battle away. But, mate, couldn't be happier. Chris O'Brien galloped one on this morning and just come back, give it the thumbs up and said absolutely perfect and, you know, a lovely bit of give in it. Yeah, certainly don't want to get too hard this time of year.
And you got the rail true today, Steve?
Rail's in the true, mate, yeah.
All right. So all in all, perfect conditions today?
Absolutely perfect, Sean.
Good on you. All the best. Have a great day there, Steve.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Steve Scott, our track manager. Gary Harley's on the course. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, TC, mate. A much stronger meeting than a normal Thursday provincial program. And, yeah, I think there's a few winners there, Sean, but they're very competitive races all through the day.
All right, let's find a winner or two, Gaz, in the first. Now, number one, Planet Warrior, 14. 2, Wristband, 41. 3, Yonkers, 270. 4, Ala Moana is $14. Number 5, Kerwin's Lane, 390. 6, Lando Bay, 550. 7, Loafing, 101. 8, Pincer, 350. 9, Supporto, 21. Our favourite, 270. Number 3, Yonkers.
Yeah, been heavily backed, Yonkers. I think it'll win. Chris Wallace got it. It was an American bred horse and probably named after the famous harness racing track in America, Yonkers. Putt owned by Peter Ty, Noel Greenall and a heap of others are in the horse. And its only start since coming to Australia was at Benalla. Michael Walker rode it, got the half a length on the 7th of October. Got back worse than midfield, four wide, no cover, hit the front at the 200, and then was headed at the 150, fought on well, and was just beaten. See, since then, it's come to Chris Waller's stables in Sydney, obviously. The mile around Gosford should suit. It had five placings from seven starts in Europe. So I'm going to go with it with Kieran McAvoy riding. Number 8, Pincer the Danger, trained by Gay and Adrian. It raced at Warwick Farm on October 7, run third, beaten less than a length at Lead, headed around the 200. It battled on all right. It'll be suited by the Gosford layout. Number 5, Kerwin's Lane. It got beat. It got back, should I say, last start. John O'Shea's got it. That was at Warwick Farm, and it drifted back to last at one stage. This was in a trial, not at Warwick Farm. It run fourth at Warwick Farm, beaten a length at a quarter. Then it trialled at Warwick Farm, drifted back to last in the trial, and wasn't ridden out in the end, but the winner won by a big, big space. So I've got it in for third. Number 6, Lando Bay. It could run a top four after run second to Maurice here the other day. 3, 8, 5, 6.
Race 2, 1, Big Boy Roy, $2, 2 out, 3, Lucky Imperator, 15, 4 out, 5, Zach Cat, 360, 6, Dancing Rachel, 61, 7, Rocker Rosa, 290, and 8 and 9 out, favourite 2 even, number 1, Big Boy Roy.
Well, Chris Waller's got the favourite, but I'm giving his filly a chance here. Number 7, Rocker Rosa, I saw on first up at Newcastle, be on Mirror Vision, who went straight to town and won. That was a midweek meeting. Oh, that was on Cup Day, actually. She got me to length and a half, and then she went to Warwick Farm and run third, beaten 2.5 to Moreno at Warwick Farm. She got a bump on the turn. She was worse than midfield and out wide, and she battled on well. I think she's very promising, and the mile's going to suit her. 7, Rocker Rosa on top one. Big Boy Roy's got a great hope. It's a horse that races on the pace, run second as last two, just run down by Avon River on the Kenzo last start. McAvoy rides. Tricky draw, but a big chance. Number 5, the Cat for James Cummings. Got a chance. Run second at Warwick Farm to Marino. Beaten a length to the quarter. Was on the speed. Got a bump at the 1,200. But did beat the rest pretty easy that day. And number 3, Lucky Imperator, or Imperata, whatever they call it. 7-1, 5-3.
Third event, 1, Mangione, 4.60. Number 2, Live the Moment, is $3.40. 4 is Call Me Mo, $3.30. 5, Slick Speed, $23. Now, number 6 is Fast Quest, $12. 7, Stun, $34. Equal favourite, 3, Bullet Fly, 4, Call Me Mo at $3.30, just ahead of 2, Live the Moment at $3.40.
I like Call Me Mo. He's having a great preparation, this colt. He's won 3 of his last 5 and just got beat in another one. He won here at Gosford the other day. He got back the last over the mile on October 3, and he rocketed home to win. That was a big win. He goes really good. Paul Perry's got him. Barrier 1, Aaron Bullock. He'll get back a bit, but he'll have, you know, he'll be up against the rail. He should have a lovely sit. Number 2, Live the Moment's a good tip this morning. Trained by Joe Pride. Hit run fourth to Tar, sent up Warwick Farm, beaten a length and a quarter. October 23, got back midfield, got clear about the 300. Lost a plate during the run, but gee, it ran on well. 3 seconds in a row before that, 2 on the Kenzo and 1 at Hawkesbury. 3 Bullet Fly, led the other day and was headed at the 150 and got the 3 lengths. He went only average. I can't put him any further up than number 3 here, and number 1, Mangione, is a winner on the track. It's only run and he is second up today. 4, 2, 3 and 1.
All right, the fourth event. Now, here, number one, Longbottom, $5. Two, Montserrat is $4.80. Three, Vintage Flyer, $4.60. Four, Nordic Lover, $34. Five, Six Out. Seven, Harto, $1.75. Eight Out. Nine, Angiolini, $51. Short, number seven, and that's Harto at $1.75.
Are you free, Nicole?
Yeah.
It's my best bet of the day. And when the prices went up, short, it was $3.30.
Well, it's $1.75 now.
The two scratchings, or two of them, were $6.50 and $8. But obviously, it's been heavily backed. This is a very promising filly, bred by John Singleton. He part-owns with John Hardigan. John was the former chief of News Limited in Sydney, and obviously a close friend of John's. I think John gave him the share. It's a Boo Run was a ripper at Warwick Farm, very unlucky. Got held up at the 150, got out at the 100 and flew to the line and only just got beat. McDonald's riding for barrier six. I'm embarrassed to make it the best bet now because when I did it was in black figures. So $1.70, but I think it'll win. Seven on top, number two for second, Montserrat going well. Last up, Warwick Farm winner. Third pick, number three, Vintage Flyer, unbeaten in the country. He's got a very good turn of foot. This is the big test. And number one, Longbottom, the last start winner at Gosford. Seven, two, three, and one.
Race five, one Condor, $5. Two out. Number three, Zonconig is $7. Four, Zoram, $2.90. Number five, Fabricator, $14. Six out. Seven is that size, $7.50. Number eight, Brilliant Mind, $6.50. Nine, Bring the Magic, $5. Number 10, The Iron Maiden, $18. And 11 is out. Favourite is $2.90. Number four, Zoraya.
9, 4, 1, and 3 for me. $5. Bring the Magic. That'll do me. The other day on the Kenzo, he was four lengths last early. He's got no speed. And he jumped ordinary, and then he's four lengths last early in the race to the 1,200-metre mark. He started to tackle at the 800, and he made up really good ground to get me four lengths. And that was 1,550. And today, he goes to 1,900. I reckon $5 each way forever. Kieran McAvoy rides him. He's got barrier one. I've got no doubt that the horse will be closer in the run over the longer trip than the 1900. And it didn't run a bad race last prep one day at Gosford. For Zaria G at one well two, when was it? Three runs back. And that was at Wyong. Then its run at Canterbury was a beauty. It was a stiff second up. Last start, it didn't do a lot at Randwick, but it was in the Group 3 angst. I've got to give it a chance. One Condor can improve on his best form. And Zonconig scratched from the Cessnock Cup because the ground was too hard the other day. It'll be a lot better today. It's got some hope. 9, 4, 1, and 3.
On to race six, and here, number one, Vitesse, 362, Blazing Miss, 280, Recuban Sizzle, 12, 4, Sophilia, 420, 5, Without Conviction, 9, 6, Invinciano, 550, and then 7, 8, 9 out. The favourite, 280, number two, Blazing Miss.
She's a wonder beat. She's got very good speed. She was too good first up at Warwick Farm for Super Cyclone and won easily. 9 starts, 2 wins, 4 placings. She won a race at Canterbury back in June. And she'll just jump and run from barrier two. Sophie Ella will probably hunt up too, so it may sit outside her, or she may lead. Robbie Dolan claim a 1.5. She's well placed. One for Tester. Chris Waller got a chance. One at Warwick Farm the other day, October 16. Sat outside the leader, went a bit keen. Kicked on the turn and was too good. Number six, Invinciano. I've got a good opinion of this filly. You know, I'm invincible with Joe Pride. So he had the one run back. That'd be three lengths at Warwick Farm. I saw her a couple of times last prep live at Wyong. Was one of them. And then she won two at Kevlar and at Nowra. She goes good at Pro in the quaddy. Sophie Ella's the other one because she's going to be in the speed. Even I don't know whether Nash will give up the one barrier. Probably won't. And she's got a hope. 2-1-6-4.
Race 7, 1 Sheriff, $6. Number 2, Trustly, $7.50. 3 is out. 4, Tassara, $5. 5, Broken Arrows, $1.90. Number 6, Anna's Joy, $6. 7 out. 8, Leo Gang, $26. 9, Letter, $16. But a shorty here, $1.90. Number 5, Broken Arrows.
Yeah, it's the other good thing on the day. Big win on the Kenzo last start. Run down Crumble, well, that's not easy to do. Really hit the line hard. McAvoy rode it. He's riding it again today. Got a tricky draw, but normally gets way back. That's the only drawback around Gosford. But it's got very good form at Gosford. Three starts here for a win and two places. I'm with him today, number four, Tessera. And go back to last prep, got me two lengths at Rose Hill early in the year to All Too Royal. Ran fourth, beat 1.8 to Tonser at Warwick Farm. Got me 3.8 to Agent Pippa at a Saturday meeting at Randwick, last start. Five wide, no cover from the wide alley. Never got on the track. It'll run a race. Sheriff, place chance. Likewise, trust me. 5, 4, 1, and 2.
And the final event, race 8, one is out. Number 2, Viceroy, $7. 3, Attila, $8.50. 4, Wooding Blade, $16. 5, another Arn, $23. 6, Duel Escape, 6, 7 out. 8, 1, is $3.40. 9, Sedition, $2.40. 10, Rendicki, $34. 11 out, and 12, Apache Dude, $26. Braver, $2.40. Number 9, Sedition.
Gee, it's a tough race, this. Plenty of chances. I'm with Oneness. The trial was okay the other day. Ran on nice, not allowed to do much in the trial. McDonald goes aboard today. Tricky draw, but we can hope for a good run. Run second on the Kenzo to Rock, a Cameron handicap winner, beaten 1.8, three starts back. It's got a bit of ability. A lot of respect for the favourite, Sedition, for Richard. Big run second at Canterbury to subsequent winner, Romani Girl, beaten 1.8. Last start, run third at Canterbury prior to that. Third at Warwick Farm goes good. It's a big threat. Third pick, number 3, Attila. Two grills down from Tamworth. This horse won the Kirby at the Grafton Carnival. A very good race. His first up run was a ripper at Tamworth. His big worry around Gosford is he's a back marker. Advise he can unleash. I know it's a different class today, but it's no better than the Kirby. So, and he was very impressive there. I got him in for third. I've got him in the quaddy. Number 6, Duel Escape. Going well for the rookie trainer, Denham Winan, or Winan, Winan, I think. Denham's worked with Kristen Buchanan for years, and she's got the horse flying. 8, 9, 3, and 6, mate. It's an embarrassment that tip one $1.70 is the best bet. And the other good thing is that $1.90. So I'm in the dumpster's corner here at the moment, mate. I'll back one or lock the other. I'd back the one that I like early, Hardo, race 4, number 7, all up, Broken Arrow, which is in race 7, number 5. That's the only way you'll get a little bit better value.
All right, good on you, Gaz. We'll hear you later on through the day.
Well, yeah, 11 o'clock.
Yep, we'll be back with a whip around.
Yeah, to it at 11 o'clock.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Harley there. Now, in a moment, we're going to look at the Sapphire Coast with John Scorse, as soon as we've got John ready to go. The weather fine and a good four there. 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Today's racing, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Mum, are we doing free full-service delivery on fridges?
You read my email, Lionel.
Yes.
Our customers love it.
OK, so any customer that comes into Bingley and spends over $600 on a fridge will get free delivery, free connection, plus removal of the old fridge.
That's not flies, are you, Lionel?
Spend over $600 on a fridge and get free full-service delivery.
At Bingley.
Australian family-owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Don't miss Goulburn Cup Day, Sunday, November the 3rd. Worth $200,000 in prize money, the Goulburn Cup is country racing at its best. Featuring high-class support races and a keenly contested fashions on the field with an inflatable zone for kids, face painting and on-course DJ. It's an outstanding day of action on and off the track. Check out Goulburn Race Club on social media or visit goulburnraceclub.com.au for a full range of hospitality options. Goulburn Cup Day, proudly supported by Racing New South Wales, Sky Racing, Sun Solutions Goulburn and Spendthrift Australia.
Now the Sapphire Coast today, John Scorse. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Beautiful to be back at the Sapphire Coast today, Sean. A 7-race card. And we've got that rail out 5 metres from the 800 to the winning post. But, look, mate, as I mentioned, it's just a beautiful place to be, as you well know. And, yeah, looking forward to this program today. I think, I'm pretty keen we can find a couple of winners today.
All right, the first two, Michael Oscar out. Now the favourite, three, Cassiata, 260, 7 Millimu, 280, 3 Easy Mover, 380, and then 11 or better for the rest.
Yeah, Sean, look, I have to go with the favourite here, the way it trialled, Cassiata. Usually a good track to Teresa Bader, but 3, 4, 7 and 2. Cassiata, the trial was very, very good. It looked to have a fair bit to offer. Gets a Norton bit on for the first time, but gate one on debut is halfway home at the Sapphire Coast in a 1,000-metre race. So I'm with it, not surprised the market's found it. She got good respect for Easy Mover, though. Matty Stevens, he's got this going. It's run last time at Queanbeyan. It was off the track the whole way and really boxed on well. It's better drawn today. It's going to be right there somewhere. Then you got Millimu. Paddy gets back on her. Been a little bit in and out the last two at Leeton and Queanbeyan, but look, really a form. If she reproduces her Canberra run first up, Galahad's Quest beater, good run at Gundagai after that. So I'll take her on trust, drawn awkwardly. I might have said two. I mean the top weight Jungle Rush for Mick Gaddy on debut with the claim. So 3, 4, 7, and 1 in the first, Sean.
Now, race two, a full field, 1 Giacoso 220, 5 Giacoso 220, 10 Strike 370, 6 Instruments 850, 8 Boxing $9, 4 Street Cred 950, and then 14 or longer.
Oh, it looks the better of the day, Giacoso. Sean, I made it 5, a special 10, 4 and 2, but Giacoso, pretty good last time behind Ouija. Look, placed beyond November morning, the run prior. And look, I just think it's going to be beautifully placed from the inside. Gate Blake McDougall, Keith Dryden having a wonderful run at the moment. It's on top by a fair distance. 10 Shrugs been good. Protested unsuccessfully last time. I ran into traffic there at a vital stage, and that was her first run at the mile. So, look, she's got what looks an awkward gate, but you've got a beautiful 600-metre run down the back straight. So on the minimum or close enough to it, she'll run well. Four's got to be in there somewhere, Street Cred. I just don't quite think it got the 2,000 last time at Canberra. The run prior at the mile was very good behind Magella. Reproduces that somewhere here. And two, Mr. Dreamy, not too bad. Probably PB from him last time at Maruya. He could at least run into the exotics, but I think Giacoso's too strong. 5, a special, 10, 4, 2, Sean.
1 Millimu comes out of race 3, the favourite 12, Michael Oscar 190, 11 Let Me Guess 360, and after that 11 or better the rest of them.
Yeah, Mark, it's spot on here. It's a two-horse race. I made it 12, 11, 4 and 7. Recent trial from this now with Teresa Bader, Michael Oscar, it was placed beyond speed and style. Look, at all its Melbourne form, it drew wide and never had any luck in its runs, so... look, it's got a good gate today and a pretty average lineup. I think it's too good for them. Let Me Guess is an interesting runner now with Nick Olive. It's been placed 10 times in 22. Some of the runs have been really good, but went under at Bowerville last time. It's off the inside gate, the main danger. Four's an interesting runner, Terra to Biaco. I'll pronounce this. Look, only had the two starts. Danielle Stelb takes it now and gets the pacifiers off. It could improve, and 7, Bonza Lady from the outside rounds out the top four, but a two-horse race, and clearly with the split here, 12, 11, 4, 7, Sean.
All right, a full field in race 4, number 1, Loudass, 240, 3, Gossip, 460, 2, Blitzen Rush, 5, 6, Swilling, 7, number 7, Susanna, $8, then out to 15 or better.
Yeah, got to go Susanna here, Sean, went up $13 last night, it didn't last long, 7, 1, 2, 3 for me. I like her back to a 1,200 here. The last couple, she was down the track, admittedly, back in September on a heavy track, on a good track. The runs prior, well, last time at 1,200 metres here at the Sapphire Coast was beaten a length by Judy in Disguise and Lady Tycoon. Gets gate one. It's got a great chance at $8. Loud as, gee, this turned some heads with its debut effort down at Wagga. It was back from a wide draw, and it just ran straight over the top of them beyond Crimson Hoffer, or beat Crimson Hoffer, and it'll be hard to beat tomorrow. It's look up in grade, obviously, but out of the 1,200 can only suit it. Two Blitz and Russ has been pretty handy his last couple of runs. He's got a middle draw, puts himself on top of the speed, and three Gossip could certainly improve off the first up run last time at Maruya. I made it 7-1-2-3, Sean.
9 Stolen Gift out of the 5th. Now 4 Bendethera 330, 6 Rosero is 550, 350 rather. 5